Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva, These Are Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me at Twitter at Diva Abdul. And follow us at our blog daily, divadaysarelives.blogspot.com. And this week I did just buy the domain name divaabdul.com. They're not linked up yet. But even if you just Google Diva Abdul, it'll point you in the right direction anyway. But the old link still works. So if you just have us bookmarked as divadaysarelives.blogspot.com, nothing changes. Everything's the same. So I just did that to make things a little easier for people to find us. You can also find us on Facebook. Diva Days is our friend page, and our fan page is Diva Days Are Lives. The blog also, we have a Google Plus page, and you can find that on the blog also if you want to connect with us on Google Plus. And I think that's everything. Oh, yes, you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. So that way you can get messages and stuff when we have a show about ready to air. So tonight we have Anna.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, well, before we get started talking about the show, it was one hell of a week, I have to say. I was actually, for the first time in a long time, very impressed with shows this week. I wanted to tip the Hapkas at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I don't see them on Twitter, but I saw their son, Mark Hapka, is at a wedding reception. So maybe we'll luck out and get some drunken tweets from Mark.
Yeah, they were on earlier, I saw, a little earlier before, but yeah, I don't see them on now.
Yeah, so you can follow him. He played Nathan Horton on Days at the at Mark Hapka. So before we get going, Anna, we had a lot of Kate going on this week, so you want to give us your Kate update?
We sure did. It was awesome. It was a great Kate week. She was in Kate form. Well, I mean, she had a lot of great scenes with the different, you know, characters on the show that she's, you know, close to and some that she's not so close to. So it was a good Kate week. Of course, started out with the wedding, and there were some hilarious scenes with it all dawning on them that, okay, Will's the father, which means, you know, Lucas is the grandfather, and that the little scene that the moment that Billy and Kate had when Billy's like, wait, so if Lucas is the grandfather, then that makes you, and, you know, Kate's like, don't even say it. So there's some cute scenes there. And you could see the evil side of Nick resurface again when Kate pointed out to him that perhaps she shouldn't have hired him after all, and he reminded her that he had a great contract and that if she wanted to buy him out, he was more than willing to not have to work for a year. So he's a nice guy / mystery, crazy, mean guy. So very interesting. Blake's doing a great job. So I'm hoping we'll get to see them actually at work instead of just talking about working together. That might be kind of interesting to see how they go up against each other on that. And let's see. Well, there were some cute scenes. Well, that might have been last Friday with Lucas and Kate where I can't remember when. Oh, maybe it was last Friday when she informed Lucas that Chloe was back in town. I think that was Fridays a week ago. But anyway, there's some cute scenes with them with Lucas realizing, oh, Chloe's back. That means that Jennifer is going to get bumped to second place when Daniel realizes that, you know, Chloe's back. So that was kind of cute. Let's see. Kate's agenda right now is she wants to have a relationship with Parker, even though she's not his blood grandmother anymore. Now that she knows she's not, she still loves Parker and cares about him. And I have to say, I loved, she had some scenes with the great panned one, Dr. Dan, on I think Tuesday or Wednesday, anyway. And, you know, consider their rather interesting checkered past. It was really touching. I usually enjoy Daniel and Kate scenes. There's something that they bring out in each other, their characters or something when they're in scenes together that I really enjoy. And Kate basically went to him and pleaded with him to allow her to have contact with Parker, even if it's supervised visits. She just, you know, she basically twisted the knife, you know, into his gut a little bit about how, you know, the kid, you know, has all this upheaval, has a new daddy. The kid, you know, the father that he thought was his daddy is no longer around because, you know, he's no longer his dad. And so, you know, she's the only quote-unquote constant in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but they were very touching scenes. Kate with small children is always, you know, that's one of our Kazi mantras. Kate with small children. So I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully we'll actually see her with Parker sometime. But anyway, and hopefully he acts like he knows her because she's apparently the only constant in his life. Anyway, so those are touching. And Daniel came around to the idea that, well, you know, maybe it's okay. You know, I'll talk to Chloe about it. I'm not going to promise you anything, but, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that you love him and, you know, and all that. So he's, you know, he later in the week talked to Chloe about it, and at first Chloe was pissed and resisted it and everything, and then she realized, hey, wait a minute, Kate's got some info on me. I better be nice to Kate. So you know, we're seeing a newer, edgy, sort of conniving Chloe that I don't think really was around as much before. So Chloe with an edge, I guess. So she's realizing that Kate has this big secret over her head. And, of course, Kate realizes she's got that big secret over her head. And you know how it is. Whenever Kate has a big secret over someone's head, she's going to, like, play it to her advantage. And so later in the week, she met with Jennifer, figuring that, you know, she can't tell Daniel, you know, Kate can't go to Daniel and say, hey, Chloe was a prostitute. But she can try to get Jennifer to do that. So she's working Jennifer pretty hard to get Jennifer to go to Daniel and tell him that Chloe was a prostitute before she left Salem. And, you know, I have to admit, you know, hugest Kate fan ever, but at the same time, we're all aware of the hypocrisy in all this. And, you know, Kate's certainly not the first character to have, you know, be hypocritical. But, but you know, I have to admit all week long this whole thing was bothering me because I'm like, how is she going to justify in her mind that this is not the same thing as what she did when she was a prostitute and had a small child. But she managed to do it. She managed to address that with Jennifer, which I was very pleased that she brought it up, even if it's flawed logic, perhaps. But she basically said, you know, okay, you know, I was a prostitute when Luke, your brother, was little, and, you know, but this is different. I was trying to provide for my son and give him a better future and put food on the table. Chloe did it after Philip took off with Parker. She did it, I guess, for her own entertainment. I don't know. Anyway, so she's managed to in her mind, justify that, you know, make a distinction between when she was a prostitute and a young mother as compared with Chloe being a prostitute and a young mother. And I got to say, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to go with it because I love Kate. Let's see. It's just a few cute scenes. Billy was popping up everywhere this week. This is one of those Billy weeks where she pops up in every scene. And
before
so there were some kind of cute scenes with her and Kate. And let's see. So that's the main thing, is that Kate's on a mission to make sure that Chloe's life is, what did she say, quote unquote, a living hell, something like that. So stay tuned for that. And let's see. I think that was the main stuff. I was rather annoyed when Marlena and Will were talking, and she's reassuring Will, and she says, you know that your mother and your mom and your dad and I will be there for you. And I was like, hello, what about Kate? Thanks for forgetting about her. But so I look for Kate to somehow, you know, show her support for Will, because we know she'll be there for him too. So yeah, that's the Kate wrap up. I think I hit most of the.
It's nice to see Kate involved with a lot of the different characters, though.
Yes.
She's getting a lot of good screen time and storylines, and you know, with all the different characters.
Yes.
So it's nice to see her.
Yeah. Yeah. Erin is one of the characters that really can do that. She's got relationships or history with so many characters on the show.
With so many, yeah. Back to the Chloe and the the whole prostitution thing. Didn't Kate set her up in that? I'm trying to remember. Wasn't she blackmailing Chloe at the time?
Uh-huh.
Like, why did Chloe go? I'm forgetting. Why did Chloe go into that? Why did she?
She slept with
that broke
dude.
With that one guy.
And he photographed her. And I guess he used that for. I can't remember his name, but he's the guy who left with Taylor.
Quinn.
I thought it was Quinn.
Australian,
I can't remember.
Why did Chloe get into that?
Was it something to do with Parker or having?
Trying to make money. I think she was broke.
Oh, okay.
And she was trying to find jobs everywhere, singing, and she couldn't find a job. And how was she ever going to get custody of Parker?
So that was
kind
of the same
Parker?
Thing as Kate, but Kate kind of like. Didn't tell Jennifer the whole story.
<I know,
laughs> basically was the same.
Kate. You know, you just gotta love that the moxie that Kate has.
Yeah.
You know, the couple
right.
days.
Okay, I was trying to remember. Kind of forgot about some of that.
I forgot about Flynn actually, Carrie. That was a good call. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I
totally forgot Kate was involved until Chloe mentioned it, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
They did a good job of trying to remind us of all that because, you know, I guess I was thinking when they brought Chloe back, they were going to try to erase all of that, but apparently they're making it a major plot point. So I guess,
And Chloe's working at her advantage now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, telling Daniel and setting up Jennifer.
Chloe's kind of doing a Kristen. Have you noticed? Because
Chloe's exactly doing a Kristen. Yeah.
Kate's going to be the one, like Marlena, that's the voice of reason, the one that's trying to tell everyone that Chloe was evil and all. And everyone's going to be snowed by her. And and Maggie and Victor were also sounding the alarm for Brady. You know, that
Kate,
is Brady Kristen,
clueless
well, that was
or
Kristen,
what?
Actually, I'm sorry. But they noticed, but Maggie noticed. Maggie
There's
and Victor
no brain
both noticed
in there.
How Chloe was making a play for him. So.
Yeah.
Chloe, that was just, she shocked the heck of me, because Chloe is just not known for being a manipulator. She's the one known for being manipulative.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was nice. She actually grew a brain and trying to set up Jennifer like that.
That was brilliant. I mean, that was smart what she did. How did you know Daniel was, you know, it was just so like Daniel was going to see that note before Jennifer. That's the only thing. How would she know? I mean, it just played out that way, of course. But she laid that note in there. Jennifer could have came in easily and saw that note and took it before Daniel came in.
What happened? Because I missed Friday.
It just kind of like
yet.
The girl came in and just laid a note with Child Protective Services number on it.
Mm-hmm.
But how did they know Daniel was going to come in at that exact time and pick it up? Because actually Jennifer came into the room first. And it was laying there, and he just happened to come in right after her. Like, she could have picked it up and saw it, and Daniel would have never seen it then. But it didn't happen that way, of course. This is not the way it was supposed to happen, but.
Huh.
Yeah. Chloe is just 1,000 times smarter than us. She planned it perfectly.
I guess. I don't know. And they said in the script, and Daniel gets in there before Jennifer. I don't know. But, yeah.
While we're still talking about Chloe, we'll stick with that for a bit. Chloe and Nicole were funny this week. Well,
yeah.
Nicole was. I mean, she was kind of zigging Chloe all the way. They were zigging each other, and they were. Yeah, I think they went from friends back to frenemies.
Nicole found out that she slept with Daniel. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
she
that's
the fan
yeah,
when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So how did? Yeah, I don't understand how Chloe knew Nicole had a crush on Rafe, but she didn't figure out that Nicole was living with Daniel. so I'm not sure how she figured that one out. But, yeah, that was hilarious. And I did my tweet yesterday. I can't remember how she said that. Nicole said something about Chloe being a mess, and it's sad that Chloe makes Nicole look sane and rational. I think that was the word she used.
Yeah, she says, and boy, yeah, she made, yeah. Yeah.
She makes me look sane and rational.
Sane and rational, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was funny that, you know, and Nicole was really self-deprecating a lot this week. I thought it was a little bit too much because when Eric accidentally told her that Brady's with Kristen, and she said, oh, I thought Brady was scraping the bottom of the barrel when he was with me. And,
she's really putting herself down a lot.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't think that was cool.
No, but, I don't like that they do to Nicole. You know,
yeah, that
it needs
that
to be strong again.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm glad this week she's snarky and conniving and swearing in church.
Swearing in church.
She was doing,
what?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what she was doing the last few weeks, which was wearing pearls and dressing really conservatively in place of the Bible.
She put the nun habit on. She put the nun habit on.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
So, yes, I'm glad she's getting her personality back and she didn't completely whitewash herself. That was getting a little boring, you know, because if you do that, what's the difference between Nicole and anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
She's just going to be sweet as a little angel. So, like I was saying, this week it was really good, even though we're not, like, that thrilled with some of the storylines. At least the...
Yeah.
Dialogue was amazing.
I can't really think of anything that I didn't like. I actually
it was pretty good.
Enjoyed
yeah.
everything, and I really liked how they used all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, you had your Gabby and Sammy and Rafe, and then you had
mm-hmm.
Sammy and Will and EJ and Will and Kat and Rafe and Hope, and just everybody was all you know, used all good scenes
good.
Between all of them. Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like they're doing a little, maybe, does it seem to you like, you know, if you watch GH, and I don't want to get into that too much, but because I didn't watch it this week, but or haven't watched it yet, but you know how we talked
about
how they've incorporated
mm-hmm.
more of the character, like on GH we were talking about a while back that it mm-hmm. seems like it's a real ensemble cast, and they really do cover a lot of the cast, you know, like they're, you know,
mm-hmm,
you're getting
right.
a lot of balance, even though there's some characters that get a lot more screen time, there's still a lot of balance, and you kind of, like, there's always something for you to enjoy in the episode, and that's curious, you know, when you're saying that there's so many people, I think, you know, yeah, it's like, there were a lot of, you know, our favorite characters were on, but they were all, the way they were interacting was good, I thought, I mean, I thought
mm-hmm.
they were really, you know, merging the scenes and, you know, mixing it up some, putting characters that aren't always in scenes together, like Jennifer and Kate and things like that. Yeah, I thought they did a great job this week, really. You guys are right.
Because it all stemmed from the wedding and the paternity coming out about Will, and then, of course, with Chloe.
Yeah.
And then, so those two, and Kristen, those kind of three storylines were all,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically what they did this
that's
week.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
I want to mention something Jennifer is saying in the chat room. She thinks that Nicole was using Chloe to break up Daniel and Jennifer.
Ah.
So Nicole can go after Daniel.
Could be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
then those two might go at it.
I was assuming that Nicole was just warning Chloe that no matter what she did, Daniel just wants Jennifer. That was the impression
I thought. That's the impression I was getting too, but Nicole might have other ideas we don't know about.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought Nicole had come to the fact that Daniel, you know, that there's no hope for Daniel, that she's done with him, which I'm hoping that she is.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's not the case.
Yeah, so, Nicole called Jennifer Jen this week. I mean, I think she
Jen
was Chloe Jen. And I thought that was hilarious, because that's what everybody calls her on Twitter. So,
oh.
Yeah, that's
what did they see? You know, they watch that Twitter, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. Huh. Yeah, so we'll have to see. But, yeah, it does seem like even though I'm not that happy with some of the storylines, so at least we're getting interesting interactions. Yeah, Kate's actually involved with the Will baby and the Parker storyline at the same time.
Right.
And then the two major storylines. And there's so many people involved with both of them. It's actually it's a finally, for the first time in a long time, we actually have a real two umbrella storylines.
Yes.
So, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this week's the first week that it's been the best that it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's no coincidence because Kate was on three times this week.
Mm-hmm. And we got Stefano, too, even though he's still out of
town.
Could
have used more EJ.
That she was going after Brady. I guess I didn't realize, and I know I've missed an episode, but I didn't realize.
He wasn't
didn't.
Too happy with that, I don't think.
Yeah, like he doesn't want her to get distracted or something from his mission. But
John
I kind of figured he knew or that Brady was part of the plan all along. I didn't realize she was branching out on her own and doing her own, like, her own bidding, so to speak, or betting. However you
want to
look at it.
Oh, and Stefano referred to Brady as an idiot again, and I just love that.
Well,
because, I mean, usually he reserves idiot for EJ and Rafe. Usually he refers to his idiot, so that was nice. That
he is the resident idiot in Salem, Brady.
Yeah, I know.
Deer caught in the headlights look. You know,
yeah, even the note that he found, the ripped up note, he still believed. I mean, at first, he kind of, I thought, oh, come on, Brady. I thought he wasn't believing her there for a while, you know, about the note, when her explanation with the note, talking, doing some kind of thing with EJ. But first he was questioning her and was doubtful, but then he did end up, you know, believing it, I guess.
He's totally whipped. There's no doubt about that.
He has been. Any woman he's involved with.
Well, and I personally enjoyed, and I know Carrie especially, I know you like the Kristen thing, but I actually enjoyed a few Kristen-free episodes this week. I think that's also another thing that I didn't, I actually kind of liked some of the scenes, like with Marlena and Kristen and all, because it just makes me really
They're playing them very well.
Yeah.
But I really
enjoyed the fact that we had a couple of episodes that weren't centered around Kristen, which, I mean, it was actually very noticeable to me in a good way.
How'd you like when she held up the sign to Marlena? I like that was so, you know, when she said, I know what you're doing.
I didn't see that part.
Oh, you didn't see that part?
When she
discovered she was being taped.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't get to that part yet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what was hilarious, too, was Hope showing Marlena this newfangled technology the Salem PD came up with, and it was an iPod Shuffle with a pin.
And Kristen figured it out. So, you know, the mirror, you know, she figured it out
right
away.
You knew that she was going to, because it's not going to be that simple to trap Kristen, you know, of course.
Yeah, she figured it out.
Hope was another one that popped up in several scenes. She was in scenes with Marlena and with Sammy, busting Sammy and Rafe.
What did you think about the whole Chad, Hope, and Rafe thing? When Chad told the truth and he's the one that gets arrested after Rafe hit him first. Hope arrests him for disorderly.
I was like, wait a minute.
And Chad was taking it. Yeah, Chad didn't argue. Like, he just sat there, stood over there, and then Rafe went after him I don't know how many times. And she kept, she should have arrested.
Actually. I thought it was kind of
somebody
cute
should have arrested Hope for not doing her job, you know.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I thought the same thing. That really pissed me off. I was like, Chad was just telling it. And she did say, well, he was telling the truth. And, you know, it was like, but why did he get a safety?
The one
that
where the truth comes out, yeah. Yeah, that person. It's always the wrong person that gets in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did love the reactions of the ones that didn't realize that Will, you know, like Chad, busts the secret, but he had no idea. He's like, well, why is Will upset? Is it because, you know, it's his, you know, like whatever, you know, and then he's like, he had no idea that was Will's baby, so it was like, whoa.
Oh, and so, the truth came out. Oh, the shock looked on everybody's face.
What do you think about the whole, like, now Abigail is pissed at Chad and thinks he's this horrible person for doing this, and she's starting to look at Cameron again. So what's up with that? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
is they trying to get her and Cameron back together now?
Yeah, and you know, it's really strange. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kid is good-looking. I think he's a nice-looking guy. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's
he's
weird.
He's not a good
actor. I kind of felt like Skylar Yancey and Kate Mancy portrayed, you know, the chemistry from the very beginning. I just thought they had chemistry at the very beginning when they first bumped into each other, literally. You know, he had the frame. He had some frames or something in his hand, in his a package or something, and she broke it or whatever. You know, but from the very first time they like bumped into each other, I thought they had chemistry, and I'm not feeling it. I mean, I like the guy. I think he's cute, but I'm not feeling it yet with them. I'm not really seeing any kind of connection.
Yeah. I'm not
feeling
for him in that role.
I don't think, you're right, he's not as strong of an actor yet, I don't think, as Skylar was.
No.
Yeah,
now, he's supposed
to
have some mysterious past, right? Or his dad, the mysterious dad in England or whatever, is supposed to be.
Well, yeah, we still
someone.
Don't know who his father is now.
Yeah.
No. We still don't know who Daniel's father is either. So.
No.
That's right.
Some friend of Victor's, I don't know. Yeah, they never really said.
I mean, wouldn't the poop hit the fan if it turned out it? Stefan is the dad. And seriously, would the poop not hit the fan?
Not another
one.
Not
so to Vera, baby. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
can you
no,
imagine?
Please, no.
Maggie and Stefan. Okay.
Well, it was in vitro. But
in vitro,
Yeah, I mean, I'm just joking around, but I mean, they're probably going to say he's Victor's kid. But, you know,
I'm
going to
say maybe it would be Victor. Yeah,
they're going to be doing curious.
That would be funny if Daniel ended up being Victor and Maggie's kid.
Right.
Oh, that would be funny. Wow, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I'm missing, every time they mention Philip, I miss J. Kenneth Johnson. I really wish he were back.
Yeah.
I really miss that guy.
Yeah, it would be nice to have him back, too.
Yeah.
In the
That'd
be
interesting. Yeah.
Okay. We have a caller, so I'm going to bring her on, and our magic correspondent is also on the line, so I'll put her on a little later. Hi, Area Code 315.
Hello.
You're on the air with the Hello.
Hi, this is Amanda. Hello.
It's Amanda.
Yes.
Hey,
what's
up?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, Amanda, can you talk about your Twitter handle in case somebody wants to follow you?
Okay, you want me to spell it out, or?
Sure.
I used to be a True Blood fan, not anymore, but Eric Loves Sookie, I can spell it out. ERICLOVESSOOKIE.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I get a lot of feedback from people saying they really like what you have to say. So I thought they'd call you.
I noticed this one line. I don't know if you mentioned it. It was my favorite Kate line of this week, and I couldn't stop laughing so hard. Is when Kate was talking to Jennifer, and she goes, "Well, I guess Daniel didn't take out your heart; he took out your brain instead." I was hysterical.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I meant to mention that. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
And I thought of you. I'm like, I'm sure she's going to mention that on the podcast.
I had written it down, and I kept thinking there was a line, and I couldn't remember. That was
There's
hysterical.
A lot of good lines.
That's how, like, Jennifer didn't even react to that. I think it's so funny when characters say stuff like that, and it's like the other person acts like they didn't even say anything. That was funny. I'm glad. Thank you, Amanda, for mentioning that.
But I love Kate, but that was, like, my favorite line hers this week. I went, oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. And she delivered it so well. Lauren is so awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
I have to say, I was really disappointed by Victor this week. I thought he'd be more upset that, you know, Philip has basically lost a child.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck me.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's treating Danny like he's his son more than Philip is. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Philip's not there.
But still, yeah.
Maybe
come
he knows.
They're
maybe
trying to
he
make
knows
us forget about Philip, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're
that's
right.
Why.
I was kind of pissed off at him, too, for not being more upset.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because he
well,
loves Maggie.
Well, he figures
Maggie
he's still a grandfather because he's married to Maggie.
Yeah, but
so
he'd like to
like
think that he's upset for his son. And it, he
yeah,
says
right.
a little bit, but he really didn't
mm-hmm.
say
I just
that
didn't
much.
Feel it. I didn't feel it at all. It's like he almost didn't care at all. It was weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, grandkids come and
yeah.
go. You know, it's kind of like, you I did like Victor's scene with Sonny after the wedding. Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put that wedding at about a 7. Nobody died.
Yes.
Know?
Nobody died.
Or whatever he said. It was funny. No one even
said
paternity.
Yeah.
Huh?
When you mentioned about Sammy and the Will paternity coming out, and he just, I just thought that was great.
Yes.
The use of totally. History. I love when they do that.
Oh, yeah. He's the first one. Victor was the first one to bring up the Sammy Carey Austin thing.
Oh, fantastic
and,
wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That was probably the was that it was the least romantic
the one
best
truth
wedding
she,
ever.
She probably forgot. Yeah.
Yes, that was one of the best weddings ever, was when Carey punched out Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, God.
But,
yeah. I have like on my YouTube favorite list.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Would you smack
well,
me? How, yes.
Well, how did you like the scenes with Sammy and Gabby? Boy, did this real Sammy Brady come out when she went after
oh,
Gabby.
Yeah.
My
and,
favorite
and
part is
saw the true Sammy.
When Sammy walks to the door, she doesn't say anything at first, and the look
no.
on her face like she wants to murder Gabby. Oh, my God. Yes, Sammy, tell her. She said everything was
Sammy back.
I went, oh, my God. What really irritated me, though, is that I wanted – basically, this week made me hate the Hernandezes much more than I thought I ever could. First of all,
that
Rafe is like so shocked that Sammy would go off with somebody. Was he like, where has he been the last 3 years or 4 years? How long he's been on? She's gone off on him. She's gone off Carrie. Everybody. That didn't make sense. And no offense, Gabby needed it. You know, first of all, they should have been thanking Chad for him telling the truth. And they're blaming him. I'm like, hello, your sister's lying to everybody. And then she let him think they. Will wanted her to get an abortion so she could just hold on to Sonny, which is a bunch of bullshit. Sorry, excuse my cursing.
No,
that's
right.
She's throwing Will under the bus. I'm going, and he's buying it because he's so stupid. He doesn't know any different. I'm going, why is he listening to her? She's been lying to him for weeks. You know what I mean? Suddenly she's telling the truth because she's his sister.
Well, the other thing I thought was interesting is, I mean, he did kind of finally make the connection that, oh, I guess because I was trying to protect Nicole's baby from, you know, Evil Demira or whatever, that, you know, I guess I was a bad example, you know. But you know what? He did it with Sammy, too. Both women that, he's had relationships with, he tried to pretend to be the father.
Same
to
with
BJ,
Demira's. Right,
so
right.
It's like, you know, that another bit of hypocrisy there, you know. You know, I know it's common.
It's hypocrisy.
But, you know.
And the one thing I found really weird is when the scene between Eric and Rafe when he's going off saying all this crap about Will, how what he did and all this stuff, Eric looks so freaking uncomfortable. Like, dude, that's like my nephew.
Yeah, that was weird.
What was that? He's bad-mouthing the guy's nephew. What the hell's wrong with Rafe other than being a moron? But still. Like, what? But I do like, what was the line that Sammy said to EJ? She goes, she asked almost like Will was it? They're an exception. Like, Gabby was at the mall popping bubblegum or some crap.
Yes, that was
hysterical.
That was a good one. That was really good. That was cute. And that was funny. Weird. I thought it was interesting, too, that she starts off the episode on, you know, half naked on the couch with Ray, and by the end of the episode, she's cuddling with EJ on the same couch. Like, okay, this is hurting my head.
There wasn't enough EJ this week, though. You know,
he was adorable with Johnny.
Johnny, somebody on Twitter tweeted about kudos to the wardrobe person that put James Scott in skinny jeans.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you see this? Yeah. So I'm not sure to give credit to, but I'm not sure who it was, but it was somebody that tweeted You know, kudos to the wardrobe department for putting him in skinny jeans.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. And when he went to the monster truck rally that day. That cracked me up.
I missed that slide. I had to rewatch it. But, oh, yeah. Yeah, because like EJ Monster Trucks, I just can't see that. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Yeah, no.
Important thing he didn't get
that.
To go.
Hey, no, we did get an EJ and Will scene. That was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite couple.
I know, right?
They are so adorable.
Yes. So EJ's going to, you know, he'll be on Will's side. He always will be. He'll help him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, really,
yeah, he was very sincere, too, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was really annoyed. I was online, like, after the scene. It was the day when they had that scene with Sammy and EJ. And all the Safe fans are so delusional, they need to believe anything. They'd say, well, he's only going to help Will because he knows that's the only way he can get Sammy, because he has to pretend to care about her kid. I'm like, he's not pretending, you morons. He actually cares about Will.
He really does care about Will.
Well, if anything, Rafe should be a little more understanding, because, like, dude, this is, you used to think of him like your son. You used to say he was the son of your heart and all this other bullcrap, and suddenly you turn on him like the douchebag you are. I'm like, shut up, Rafe. Oh, my God, I just want to smack him. or Lucas
we all
smack
feel
him
the
or
same.
Something. I hated him before, but I hate him more now. I didn't think that was possible, to hate Rafe more. Oh, my God. And Gabby, when she was crying, I was laughing. I couldn't help it because I'm like, oh, I go, cry. Just cry. Who cares?
Oh,
who,
I'm hoping
the Melanie stuff.
Who enjoyed Sammy channeling Kate as the grandmother that's not going to be denied?
Oh, yeah, Sammy, it is all about you, just like Will. The really scenes between Sammy and Will were amazing, too.
Oh, my God.
Carrie
love
put on the blog about that. Yeah, those were really
they were fantastic.
Good mm-hmm.
It was almost heartbreaking at the same time. She's like trying to think where his head's at, and you kind of realize he just really does not want his life to be ruined. Even if you don't agree with his reasoning for doing it, you got to understand that he really feels like maybe he's not the best role model for any kid, and that made me sad. I'm like, oh, please, you're way better. I love what Sammy pointed out. You're a good father. You mean like a convicted fellow? And I was like, yes, Sammy, thank you for saying what we all been thinking.
You can understand why Will thinks the way he does. You know,
yes.
He doesn't want this child in a custody battle back and forth. You know, maybe he'd be better off.
Yeah,
that's Will's thinking. Yeah.
The problem with Will, though, too, is sometimes he just doesn't think, and he lets other people take over and tell him what to think. So
this
I understand.
Gabby and
Nick I understand. And I'm glad this is getting brought up, because we see kids being fought over all the time on soaps. And they usually end up turning up okay. And, you know, just watching Sammy from birth on, I remember watching Sammy Nerg's birth. I mean, Will should be a little crazy, just the way he's been growing up. I mean, Sammy's had 14 weddings, several husbands, several ex-husbands. Never marriage has lasted more than a year. And he bonds with every single man that she brings in. Of course he's going to be a little screwed up. And he was raised by Austin for several years. So that was his dad, and it was really his uncle, and his uncle was really his dad. You know.
Sorry, I said that.
I mean, it's, you know, Will should be a little messed up, and maybe not. Maybe he figures, hey, you know, I'm so messed up, I can't raise this kid, but... You look at Gabby and Nick, you can't really think they're going to do much better. But you were mentioning with EJ, I think EJ sincerely does want to help Will. But, all of EJ's kids were kept from him.
Exactly.
And,
right.
You know, he can sympathize. He wasn't around at all for Nicole's pregnancy. He wasn't allowed to see that dead baby either. That kid didn't even get buried, which is terrible because it was full term. It should have been buried.
Right.
It was around Grace. The first time we saw Grace, she was dead. Oh. And, you know, then Nicole had Sydney, and Sydney gets kidnapped, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all this trauma and, you know, all the stuff. And, you know, EJ's been denied his kids, and he's always shared custody with Sammy, too. So his kid's actually being in his house, living there. It's probably less than, like, 6 months out of the past
don't know, 4 years maybe.
Right.
So I could see why he'd, you know, want to stick with Will. You know, I mean, yeah, it probably is a bit of an ulterior motive. He wants to help Will,
yeah,
to help, you know, to get close to Sammy. But I think he truly does sympathize with Will. Besides, he doesn't, he probably does want to stick it to Gabby, too, and try to get, to stick it to Rafe, you know, via Gabby, by taking the baby away from her.
Yeah.
And, taking it away from the Hernandez family altogether, really.
Sammy brought up some good points. Like, if Will didn't think that he could raise a child, she said about all the family that would be there, you know, between the Hortons and the Bradys, you know, and everyone that would help him. Although I'm thinking she is also thinking about herself too, you know. And I remember him saying, you know, Mom, it's not all about you. Yeah, she's worried about, you know, getting her hands on, you know, on the baby, but.
Right.
Yeah. It's a complicated situation. So.
I love the Lucas and Will scenes. He was
Lucas
had
too,
their
yeah.
arguments too, but they were very loving, and it was neat to see Lucas, be there for his son. And of course, then Nick is lurking, so now Nick knows the secret that Lucas went to prison. The police are going to be working on overtime in Salem, because here, you know, he's holding a secret over Will, that Will tried to kill somebody, and you know, Nick actually did, you know. So just kind of like, you know, okay, the hypocrisy police are definitely here for a while.
Yeah.
That sneaky Nick is really up to no good.
I hope it comes out about Melanie, too, of Chad finally, you know, get Gabby for that, too.
I do think Chad's going to do that, because, after all, he does feel bad about, you know, basically screwing over Sonny and Will. But what really is irritating this week for me is that, are the writers really trying to make us absolutely have nobody root for Gabby or Nick at all? Because they were so heartless and so selfish and self-centered. I'm thinking, do the writers want us all to be on Will's side? Or what's going on here? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's no rooting value for them or whatever at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't like them anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking they're actually going to try to...
Yeah, I think more people are going to be rooting for Will than Nick and Gabby.
Didn't Nick kill like a girl with something with a rock or something? Her head fell against it or something?
Yeah, that was
she died.
Will. And she was pregnant too.
Come on. People have to have it a dying around Nick. That should be a problem for Will. I'm sorry.
That's why Nick and Chelsea were the perfect couple, because people die around Chelsea, too. Chelsea killed two people herself. So I thought they were perfect for each other. They have a body count.
then you have Gabby, who's, well, she's delusional and stupid. And then her actions end up leading to two people dying during the disaster thing. I mean, some people go, it wasn't her fault. Well, dude, she hired the guy. He caused the thing, explosion to go off, and two people died as a result. It's her fault. You know what I mean? If they think they're better parent material than Will, they're delusional. I'm sorry. No. You know, he was like, in his own mind, he was trying to protect his mom, because EJ was doing some crazy crap back, you know, then. Let's be honest. He was doing some crazy crap. I love you, but damn, he kind of scared the crap out of me back then. But you understood why he did that. But these two people are like, oh, we did this, but we were justified, and da-da-da-da, and we're better people than that. I'm like, oh, please. No, you're not. I swear to God, if they get custody, I'm going to smack them. I just can't watch that. And Nick is just annoying the crap out of me, because every time I hear a new spoiler, I want to smack him. Blake Maris is fantastic. I think he's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually... Did you read the February Sweeps things yet that came out?
I'm sorry.
February Sweeps? No.
God. I haven't read February Sweeps yet.
Oh, it's horrible. He's going to try to blackmail Will so he'll sign away his parental rights. I'm like, are you serious?
He threatened Chad, too, didn't he? Better watch your back. I said, oh, maybe he's a Demira. I said, I don't know. We sure Nick isn't a Demira. I don't know. So
I'm sorry. I didn't really feel, I'm like, whatever. I didn't really actually feel that. I'm thinking, because my chat looked at him like, whatever, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
really
chat wasn't
it.
Concerned, no. Yeah, he wasn't scared.
I actually wasn't either. I'm kind of, it's not like Nick is trying way too hard to be menacing, you know. If anything, I would say keep threatening people, because people, then you can use that in court. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on. Yeah, Nick, no. I don't know how he thinks he's better father material than Will. I just don't get it. I just don't. They need to explain what the hell happened in prison where he got this arrogant and stupid, because I think they need to show that, hopefully, during February sweeps, hopefully. But at this point, I'm kind of going, you know what? It's not your kid. Go away. It's not your kid. I'm worried he's going to get so focused on this kid, and when it gets in his way, he's going to try to take him out. I get this really sick feeling he's going to try to hurt Will or something.
Dark. Mm. So, yeah, so what was the, I didn't see anything about February sweeps yet. So that was, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let me think, what else did we have this week? Oh. Marlena and John, Friday was a scene that John said he'd leave in town. And from what it sounds like, John's off screen for 3 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, a while. Yeah. Supposed to be gone for a while.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, so John figured out that Marlena was okay with, sort of okay with Brady being with Kristen, but that meant Kristen wasn't with John. So, of course, John would find that insulting.
I would too.
Yeah, it seemed like she didn't trust him around Kristen. But, I mean...
Yeah, but,
you know John,
don't blame
though. You know, John appreciates female attention. We all know that.
Well, even Marlena asked, tried to get out of him, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you are still attracted to her.
Yeah.
And he was. He was thinking about her
mm-hmm.
all the time. Yeah.
But she has to think of the fact is she knows that Brady's sleeping with Kristen and she doesn't do anything about it or say anything. That would bother me if I was, like, the parent. Because
right.
If you say she's so dangerous and manipulative, you're letting my son be drawn into this little...
Yeah, that was John's reason.
I would be pissed, too, and I understand where he's coming from. I understand where she's coming from, too. But if she doesn't she supposedly love Brady like a son? So apparently she doesn't love him that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Threw him under the bus. Come on. Let's be honest.
But she did try to warn them, and neither one of them believed her. So,
she was acting a little crazy. That's she came up like kind of nuts. So that I'm not sure
she
I would believe Teresa.
Yeah, and you have to admit too, Kristen has aged very, very well. And
yeah.
I see people talking about this online. Like, she doesn't make Marlena look old, but she does kind of make John the cold. You know what I mean?
Kristen? Yeah.
Yeah, she makes John the cold.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I think Marlena was pretty much in a no-win situation with the whole Kristen thing. If she did confess about the whole Brady thing, then John might have thought she was lying. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But she needs to come up with better plans than pins with iPod shuffles attached to them to dress Kristen. So actually what she should do is maybe try to, try to catch her, meaning she's not into Brady. You know what I mean? But
Brady has to overhear her and Marlena talking somehow.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to bring on Sarah so she can lead our magic segment. Sarah, you there? Sarah? 775?
Sarah.
Okay, I'll leave her on until she signs the chat.
Wait,
yeah, so.
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking of Sarah. Like, lots of magic content this week. A magic correspondent needs to report.
Hello? She told me she was. Hello, Sarah?
Yes.
Hey,
there
she we'll
is.
For you.
Yeah.
We figured you were working overtime as our magic correspondent this week, given all the magic scenes.
Yeah, you should have notes and everything.
No pressure. I don't take notes. I remember.
Oh.
I'll give you a great example. This has nothing to do with Dave, though. Like, right now they're renting a telenovela, like, from 2001, and I remember basically everything that happened.
Sir, are you still there?
Hmm.
I wonder what happened.
That was weird.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
But what I have to say has nothing to do with magic.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, a little comment that said something along the lines of, nobody cares about the Hernandezes?
No.
No.
That was Amanda.
Nope.
Don't worry about them.
But you said nobody.
I'm sure somebody cares about them. I'm just not one of those people.
Yes, we agree. Somebody definitely does care about Hernandez. And, you know...
I care about Rafe when he's got his shirt off. I enjoy that.
And I don't, you know, I don't hate Gabby. I just kind of don't really care, you know, what really happens to her.
I have to admit, I've enjoyed seeing her have some better material.
Yeah,
I always thought she
true.
Got kind of ripped off in the material department, mm-hmm. you know, because. She did a great job when Will went into that raid at Maggie's house that time, you know, right
mm-hmm.
when they were about to break up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Camilla really did a great job. And I've always thought, you know, or ever since that day, I guess, I thought, you know, I think it's because they haven't given her enough meaty material. Not that I want the whole show to be around her, but, like, I think she does step up when she's given material that's good. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely there's definitely a correlation. So you know, so I don't know. I mean, I honestly thought the Sammy and Gabby scenes were pretty good this week. I thought
mm-hmm.
they were
oh, yeah.
like,
I thought
you
did
know,
well
I mean,
with
it was totally like role reversal of Tate and Sammy. You know, I
mm-hmm.
loved that actually. I think I even rewatched it because I was just like,
ooh.
Man, this is like so like pot meat kettle for Sammy, you know?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I'm not as down. I mean, I've been down on the Hernandezes at different times, just like the, you know, when they weren't, you know, just depending on the writing and everything. But I'm not really as down on them right now, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Gabby's going to get. She's still probably going to get her due because Chad's not going to forget what she did to, you know, to Melanie. So there's still going to be more trouble coming her way. But that may mean she gets some good material and therefore, you know, will have a chance to show what she can do. So I think she's done a pretty good job so far in the storyline. That's just my opinion, but.
See, I bring it up, and you turned the conversation positive. It was getting a little negative there.
I try to be, you know, we try to be balanced, you know, sometimes, you know. So, you know, that's part of the fun of it, though, is bashing the characters just like we, you know, we bash them and we love them at the same time, you know. So it's like, you know, but that's good to have some balance, definitely.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Oh, and with Camila, I just wanted to mention, too, Silver Digest has it linked, and I have a link on the blog. Camila and Nathan Owens, who plays Cameron, they did a Doritos commercial that they're trying to get shown during the Super Bowl, but you have to vote for it.
Wow, where do you go to vote?
Doritos? Well, I have it on the Yeah, I'm on the blog, and actually there's a link to Silver Digest, and they have a link so that you can look at it, and you get to vote for them, yeah. So that was really
That's
cute
cool.
that they, yeah, they did. Basically, I think Nathan's agent is a friend of Gabby's and hooked them up together for this commercial.
That's
yeah,
cool.
So for them, yeah, it'd be cool if they made it on the Super Bowl commercial. Yeah, that'd be really neat. So, yeah, you know what's interesting about Sammy and Gabby? Was Sammy yelling at Gabby was kind of like Sammy if she yelled at herself 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Making this, yeah.
That's why I loved it. That's why I loved
yeah.
it. It was so karmic or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, Sammy made a line and she said something like, I can't believe I missed it. You seem so familiar to me. And she's like, she was basically saying, just comparing Gabby to herself. I just loved it.
Yes, that was good.
Does she really realize that she's doing that? Or is she just kind of doing it?
No, she pretty much called her manipulous a little bitch. So, yeah, I think she's definitely saying, yeah, you're just like me.
You're just like me.
And then I love how she said, yeah, you know, she mentioned the whole thing. Was it Will? You know, he's just coming out. His friends are supposed to understand. She's like, I did understand. You were using him. And I'm like, holy crap. She just was, like, laying into it. I'm like, thank you, because I'm, like, so sick and tired of the Gabby So Perfect TV show. It was getting a little ridiculous. It's like, come on, you know, she's not this perfect little angel. I mean, look what she did to Melanie and all that other stuff. It's like, there are parts of Gabby I liked. Other parts I think she's, right now, she's just so selfish and all she cares about her and Nick. I think they need to make her more likable, or else people are going to want her to die in childbirth or something. I'm sorry. I like when she will be
that
friends.
Would solve the problem.
Yeah. I would like to see her will be friends,
be no...
but this has some rooting value, you know?
I kind of liked it that Rafe brought the phone over to her and their mom was on the phone and she talked to her and everything. I thought that was kind of a sweet moment, you know?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we never met the mother, so I don't care.
Yeah, I really. Who cares about her? That's right. We don't even know her. Yeah. Oh.
I think if I met her, I would actually, that would mean.
And I remember when it started, Rafe was an orphan. There was no Hernandezes.
That's
and all of a
true.
Sudden, we get
yeah.
one right after the other, and another one, and another one. They just kept coming. It's like, geez, enough.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to make a point, too, that Gabby at least had consensual sex with Will, and like Sammy, who drugged and raped Austin and then claimed the baby was his.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's, you know, so Gabby still is a little lower than Gabby. So, you know what I mean? And the thing is, too, Sammy was trying to steal her sister's man. And
right.
Gabby's not interested in trapping anyone. And I think the thing with Gabby is I think she is so needy and so clingy that
oh God, yes.
she's being manipulated by Nick.
Yes
also
no.
is,
oh, yes, yeah.
yeah.
Nick is the biggest manipulator of yeah.
But she's
yeah.
just as bad as him at this point. I just think she's, come on, let's say devil. I know Will can think for himself, but I think he's a little vulnerable to it because I think he's got a lot of guilt about the fact that, you know, the fact he should have, you know, because she was hurt by the relationship when they were together, and I think he's definitely got a lot of guilt about that, which probably makes it easy for her to be manipulated by Gabby, you know, and I think he definitely wants to think the best of her, but of course I'm like, dude, there's so much you don't know about her.
Yeah.
If only
right.
Gab would open his mouth and tell you, that way you can use it. Come on. Please. I mean, I think at some down the road, I think she could probably be made, she could be a good parent. I think she's got a lot of growing up to do a little bit. But I kind of at this point, I feel like I'm not even sure she cares about the baby at this point. It's almost like she wants it because she'll have Nick. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, but we do have the ultrasound this week, and we're supposed to find out the gender of the baby.
Yeah, well, I read about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Gabby knows what she wants, really, at this point.
She might still be kind of stunned. So, yeah, I mean, she doesn't
yeah.
like Nicole. When Nicole was pregnant, we knew she was pregnant in every single scene because she talked about it in every single scene, rubbed her stomach in every single scene.
Yeah,
and Gabby, Gabby isn't really, no.
Well, Gabby's not sure. You know, her life, she wanted to have an abortion, so she wasn't even quite sure she wanted that baby. Like, Nicole,
yeah.
you know, really wanted the baby, of course, and lost the baby. Mm-hmm. You know, that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think what was going on. Abby annoyed me this week.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said Abby really got my nerves this week. I understand Gabby's her friend and all, but I'm kind of going, it didn't bother her that Nick and Gabby are lying to everybody, but yet Chad's a horrible person. He's gone to Mara.
Yes.
He's a true Demara now. I'm like, come on, because he told the truth.
A true Demara, and a true Demara tells the truth, really?
I'm like, what's that say about the Hortons then? And Jennifer's like, now I'm glad because Abby's seen the real you. I'm going, really? Shut up, Jennifer. What do you know? You're with a sexual predator. Shut up. All right? Come on.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that whole thing with Chad and, like, you know, this being a Demara, you know, a big bad Demara that told the truth.
What was he supposed to do? Just blackmail her? I mean, you know, what was he supposed to do instead? Or just pull her aside nicely and say that he knows the truth? I mean, well, Gabby still wouldn't have confessed to anybody. So, I mean, let's bag on Chad. They was hypocritical on so many things, especially with Abby. I mean, what Chad did was sick, but yet her delusional affair that was on her head with Austin,
even
before that wasn't sick, she almost broke up his marriage for something that didn't happen. You know, and wasn't going to happen. So how was, and she actually convinced herself it actually did happen. So how was that not sick?
Yeah, another hypocrite in Salem. Really, all
Chad did was tell the truth.
Really?
And I don't get the impression he had a plan. I think he was just so sickened by the vows that they were repeating.
They came on, honestly, I don't think he went there with that plan.
No.
The first one I really felt sorry for was poor Sonny when he found out. God,
yeah.
The look on his face. I feel like she was shocked that he was pissed, as you can imagine why he'd be pissed, because it makes perfect sense, because, you know, he found his boyfriend is having a baby with someone else, and he lied to him for weeks. Who wouldn't be upset?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the look on his face. And poor Chandler Massey, the whole wedding thing, when the look is so expressive, you know exactly what he's thinking. And he's thinking,
mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, and the look, I like the moment when he says he's the father and the utter shock on the whole everybody in the church.
Get
like,
the drawing camera up.
Kate's look was like, oh, crap.
Oh, and then Doug and Jolie made their entrance right there. Are we late? Yeah, you missed a lot.
I loved Victor's line about the cruise wear or whatever.
Yeah,
the
in-law and the cheap cruise apparel. Yeah.
Really,
Maggie's like, Julie's not cheap or whatever, but it was funny.
Yeah, because her and Maggie got into it. Oh, Julie
uh-huh.
was blaming Maggie
about
Nick.
Julie
yeah,
was
you
like,
should've.
Oh, I would say,
no,
drink Nick.
Yeah.
I'm all like, why is she blaming her? She's here. Well, where are you? I mean,
yeah.
I like Julie and
right.
all, but, you know, this
yeah.
would help if the writers would bring them back and have them around.
Yes. Yes, I know, because you're wanting to have a Julie and Doug and Julie and a Victor Maggie story. So
yeah, that'd
know.
Be cool.
Yeah, Doug and Julie should be on more.
At this rate, it sounds like one of them would end up shoving the other in the pool.
Maggie-Julie fight would be fun,
ooh,
I think.
Yeah.
A dynasty
yes.
fight,
yeah.
you know, like Alexis and
yes.
yes, yes, Mod
yeah.
or pool or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember. Do you remember a few years ago when you had the Bonnie Lockhart, Julie Williams fighting all the time? Because Bonnie was after Mickey. That was awesome.
Oh, Bonnie was after Mickey, yeah.
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 And I remember watching that stuff, and I turned to my mom. I said, Mom, I'm going to be just like Julie when I grow up. A couple of years ago. Because Julie was, I mean, she was so badass on Bonnie. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I wish they would use Julie more often, because she does bring a lot to the show.
Really trying to get them back on the show.
you know, the one thing I didn't understand is, like, when The Secret was out, all Maggie and Julie cared about was Nick. I'm like, hello? Will's important, too. What the hell's wrong with you people? That's his kid.
Yeah.
The poor Nick. They're still hoping Will's going to stay out of the way so Nick can get what he wants. I'm like, screw that. Where's your loyalty? What the hell? This dude went to prison. Leave him alone. It's like, hello? That kind of annoyed me a little bit. Isn't Maggie and Will supposed to have some close relationship or something? And suddenly he's like, he's chopped liver or something? That I didn't understand at all. I'm like, oh, they're totally... It's like, how many hordes are going to be on Nick's side? That's what worries me about this. Because you know there's going to be a cussy battle. You just know it's coming.
They've
hinted at it. The producers.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, maybe they should sort of split the Hortons apart, you know? Because, I mean, you know, you got...
Have the fighting in the family. Because they always seem to try to get along. Yeah. Kind of like the Demiras. You know how, like, the Demiras are at each other's throats and fighting, and like the Hortons do the same.
But let's be honest, none of the Hortons really have spent any real time with Nick at all, except for Will. So Will's kind of see really what Nick's really like. That's why most of the people, like the older, like Sonny and Chad, none of them like Nick because Nick's a jerk. Let's be honest, he's a bully, he's arrogant, he's a prick. Yeah, it's like...
You need to think that somebody on that writing crew has had some major experience with a strong passive-aggressive personality in their life.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Most definitely.
A lot of them cropping up in Salem. We've got Nick acting like that. We've got Kristen and now Chloe, at least three that I can think of off the top of my head, of people that are one way, you know, I mean, I know it's classic soap, too, but, like, that are...
Right.
Are totally pulling the wool over the eyes of certain people and, you know, totally being passive-aggressive and, you know, duplicitous, behind, you know, to everybody else.
To their
advantage.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I always miss something. Yeah, did you guys ever go on the Jason 47 site for days?
I haven't been on it in a long time.
Yeah,
I haven't for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'll have stuff up there, like, I don't know how he gets half this crap he gets, but something for, like, some people there, like, some recurring people that are going to have on, and there's some guy who's, like, supposed to be some ex-con, he's supposed to go into a gun shop. I'm going, oh, dear God, he's probably going to know Nick. I'm thinking, why does Nick need a gun? Oh, dear God. And your mind goes to a really bad place. I just got to relieve that feeling. Nick's going to go off the deep end again. It's just going to happen. Especially if there's a good chance Will's going to get custody of his kid, you know what I mean? Which I think he would. He's biological, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, if that happens, I don't think he's going to be able to handle it. I just don't think he's going to.
Uh-huh.
I think the only thing that's going to snap Gabby out of, oh, Nick's always right thing, is if something were, I hate to say this, happened to Will because of Nick, it's the only thing I would say, you know what? You're nuts. Go away. I think it's the only thing that would do it at this point because she defers to him too much, if you know? And he seems to like that, if you notice, when they're in scenes together. It's like Nick likes that she always defers to him. So I think it's the only thing that's, which might redeem her character a little bit. Might go, you know what? No, this is not working out so well. Then I might like Gabby again, you know? So I kind of liked it. I liked it whenever she, because Will kind of makes her more likable, I always feel. Kind of like a friendship, and I kind of like the idea of them being friends. I just don't want them to become enemies now, you know? I just got a bad feeling.
Who, Amanda? Did you say that? Who?
I just think, you know, what I was trying to say is I like them better than has Gabby and Nick, Gabby and Will as friends. I just got a feeling that Nick's going to do something crazy, and she's going to finally go, you know what? No.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Which I wouldn't mind seeing. I'm sure it would give Camilla a lot to act, because she's really doing a really good job, even if I want to smack her. Which is why she's doing such a good job. You know, if she wasn't, I'd be like, I don't care, I'm indifferent, you know, but I'm not indifferent. Mm-hmm. I'm like going, oh, God, so she's not realizing what she's saying?
Well,
like,
you know how it is, you know, like, like in real life, you know, sometimes the people that have the same flaws as you, like, let's say, like, my mom and I will joke sometimes, we'll be like, oh, my gosh, you know, the very thing that drives me nuts about myself, you know, it's like, you know, we have the same, like, little quirks or whatever. And I was just thinking, you know, Sammy, you know, Sammy seeing a reflection of herself in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think Gabby is as extreme as Sammy was portrayed back in the day, but, you know, in terms of the selfishness and all that, but you know, whatever Sammy's really hating about Gabby is quite honestly the very same things that, you know, that she was doing and the same things that she has been, you know. So, you know, she was calling her selfish and everything, and, like, then Will walks in and is like, not always about you, Mom, you know, kind of like, yes, this is
right.
about me, Will. This is exactly about
well, yeah,
me. You know? I mean,
it is about her.
My point right there, you know. So.
I
got the information from Jason 47. I think he gets scripts and casting calls.
Yeah.
And he always, like, he knew everything that was going to go down at the wedding. So someone's giving him scripts. But, for air date March, he has basically a white prisoner, age 29 to 40, 5'11" or taller, strong actor, shaved head or short hair, a plus. Woman at bar, air date March, hot Caucasian girl at a bar, 20s to 30s, in great shape, a fun girl who's not afraid to yell at the bartender when she needs her drink now, must be a strong actress. Gun salesman, air date April. Role, Caucasian character, male, 35 to 40s, your typical store gun salesman who knows his way around firearms. Guy jumping for his girlfriend, that's not really that big deal. Bad teens, their date April or May, looking for two Caucasian actors who are 18 to play 17 years old. You must look 17 years old. The actors should have it edgy and look a little shady, like they could get into trouble. So we have a prisoner come up in March, a hot woman at a bar in March, and in April we have a gun salesman. So someone's going to be buying a gun. In April.
Someone's getting shot.
Yeah, it could be a whodunit, maybe. Maybe someone, you know, they're shot or killed, huh?
I think sometime late April or early May, there's going to have another character. I was supposed to work at the hospital. It was going to be a physical therapist. I'm going, oh, dear God, someone's getting shot. They only bring somebody
that's
on.
Right. Yeah.
They only bring somebody on when something's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, they were casting a woman, and it sounded like she was a ghoul girl type, like how Chloe was bronze, and she had someone who was real mouthy looking and was trying to kind of hide her looks, and said she had a mysterious past. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to hear that.
First thought, maybe a love interest for Lucas, maybe, but I'm like, no, Gary Tomlin would never do that for us.
No.
Well, he needs some loving, damn it. He's going to be a grandpa. Come on, though.
Yeah, poor Lucas might as well join the church with Eric Brady.
Yeah.
So, was there anything else, ladies?
Oh,
that was about it.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think. I forgot something.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Earlier,
there was
when you mentioned...
Go ahead.
When you mentioned who could possibly be Daniel's father,
mm-hmm.
I
yes.
thought it was funny when you brought up Stefano.
Wouldn't they do that just to mess with us fans, though? Wouldn't they do that?
Well, what do you think about Victor being Daniel's father, Sarah?
Well, you just never know.
Yeah.
They always change things, so.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they ever?
Or maybe, you know, maybe they could save his Mickey's, but I doubt that would happen. Make him I guess they can't do that, so they make him a Roy Horton with Jennifer. I guess that wouldn't work out.
No, that wouldn't work. Hey, I have a question that's not related to what we're just talking about, but I was dying to find out because I must have missed something, obviously. But why was Roman, I mean, Roman made an appearance. Let's acknowledge that. Let's all applaud.
Roman.
Alive.
Yeah.
He's still there. But why did he show up at Kristen's hotel room? Can anybody
He did say something about talking. He needed to talk to Kristen, I think.
About
something
what?
Like that.
What the
I
hell
don't.
Did he need to talk
did
to
he
her
say?
About?
I can't remember, but I thought that that's
he
what he said.
Did
he say
up
about talking to Kristen?
He shows up conveniently during Marlena's sting operation. And, you know, like, why is, I mean, I love Roman, but why is he there? Why did he show up at Kristen's?
And does he know about Will? Did anybody tell him about Will? Did I miss
that? I wonder, does he realize he's going to be a great grandpa?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder.
He says some comment about, have you talked to him? I've been leaving messages for Will, but he's not getting back to me or something.
Okay. Marlena said more like she should talk to him or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah.
She's just trying to get rid of Roman, though.
But it was just funny that Roman shows up at Christmas, you know, room. I'm like, why is he there? And did they ever explain why he was there? I did hear him say, I need to talk with you. But, I mean, like, about what?
I need to talk with you. Yeah, and that was it. I don't think they ever said.
No. I was too shocked to see Marlena.
See,
like,
it was so unimportant. You know, it didn't leave an impression on anybody, so I don't know. It was a way to get Roman on, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I would like to see him more if they used him in a good way.
Yeah. Did we touch on the... I thought it was a sweet line earlier when I first brought up Vic and Sonny's thing I meant to mention too, that the scene where where Sonny's like, he said, well, it's a good thing, you know, you found out now. And he goes, you mean before I fall in love with him and before he moves in and before whatever, you know, and it's like, well, it's too late for that.
I already
have. Because he already
has.
Oh, I thought that was really poignant. I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I
know it was. It was so sad.
And that's great. It annoyed me when they were making him, like when Lucas and those guys were originally, complaining about him, like he's some big player. I mean, he's been a puppy dog where Will's concerned. If anything, Will's the one that's going to hurt Sonny, not the other way around. But they tried to portray him as this bow chicka wow wow player. And, you know, really,
Adrian was right. Adrian was concerned about that.
Yeah.
Remember, and everybody got on it. Yeah. Then Will was going to hurt Sonny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's really what's happened. It's not been Sonny hurting him. You know, it's been Will hurting him. So anyway,
I would really like to see, you know, Sonny not forgive him right away. I'd like to see Will have to work for that forgiveness and to build the trust up again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was so sad when he did try to talk to Sonny and he told him he loved me and left, and Sonny just so sadly said, I love you too, Will. I went, oh, God, it's breaking my heart. So, so bad for Sonny. He was like, oh, you poor bastard. You're in love with Sammy Brady's kid. You know you got trouble and drama for years to come. You know it's not going to go well. I feel so bad for him. He's like, oh. You see his heart is just breaking, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, I really felt for Sonny. I was like, aw.
Yeah, I think maybe Sonny, I know he kind of saw the future with Will, but I think Sonny maybe needs to step back and realize Will's not mature enough yet. He's not, you know, he's not ready for a big commitment, I don't think, with Sonny. And Will just has a lot of growing up to do. You know, and he just needs to learn to think for himself and not be so easy manipulative. And, you know, if Sonny can't step in and be his brain for him, because then Will's not going to grow up. So
I think Will's regressed a lot. Ever since he quit his job with EJ, he's regressed back. And I don't like how the writers have done that. It's like, come on, he used to have an edge. That's what made it so much fun watching his scenes with EJ. It's like, why? Dude, maybe you should go back to work for him again. You get his old back. I don't know. God. Will's going to need a job, you know?
Yeah, Will seems so passive, and he seems like he's okay with everybody taking over his life for him. And he was being manipulated by EJ, though, too. But it seemed at least, you know, he felt like he was empowered, though, and he was more empowered to be a little nastier to his mom and all that. And I don't know. Will just needs to grow up. Of course, you know, you see the same thing about Gabby and Nick, though, too. I mean, you see that about, you know, 99% of the people in Salem, that I think Sonny's got a bit of a wake-up call with Will that, yeah, he's just, you know, he's not what he seems yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's time to call tonight. Okay. Well, hopefully this week coming up is going to be as good as last week, because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was
a good
week.
Yeah.
It was a good week. I'm not even done watching it yet, but.
We actually bitched about too much stuff. We were actually praising more than we were bitching this time.
And Friday I thought Allison Sweeney did a hell of a job.
Yeah, she did.
She really owned up to a lot of what's going on, and I think she kind of sees now what Will was thinking by letting Gabby take control of the whole situation. I think she kind of understands now. And she was tearing up a little bit, and Chandler was tearing up a little bit, and he was doing a great job too, just reacting to what she was saying. I think it's one of the best scenes I've seen Allison do for a while that didn't involve, you know, babies in peril. You know what I mean?
Or making out with three or four men on the same episode.
Yeah, there was no grief sex involved. You know, her dealing with her son and realizing that as a mother she screwed up pretty bad.
That's cool. I haven't seen that one yet.
Nicole had a lot of great singers too, and even at Chloe. Friday was a really good episode too. So looking forward to next week.
Hey.
And thanks. Thanks for Amanda and Sarah for calling in, and Mary and Anna.
Welcome.
All right. Yeah, well, take care, everybody.
If you agree or disagree with Amanda, now you can find her on Twitter and let her know.
What's your Twitter handle again, Amanda?
I think I'm following you. I found it.
It's Eric Loves Sookie.
Eric Loves Sookie.
I wanted to change it, but it's almost impossible to do that on Twitter nowadays.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go. So any comments for Amanda at Eric Loves Sookie? All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Anyone named Hernandez, be sure to tweet. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
All of Ray's brothers and sisters need to write to them. Take care, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.